still walking down that old familiar path in the autumn of my days. And when I look and listen with all my heart, I find myself amazed. I see the raindrop on the petal of the flower on the vine. It fell from that cloud on high. I feel them slipping through my fingers in my sweet time that does not linger. Each moment that will never again be mine. Time, precious time. You can't see it, you can't hold it, and there ain't no one can own it. So beware and take care of your precious time. Time, precious time. You can't see it, you can't hold it, and there ain't no one can own it. So beware and take care of your precious time. So be aware and take care of your precious time.
Baby, and recent scientific studies on lactation. Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh,
oh my God, what is that? Oh my...
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh,
oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, I've got to know. It is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh, my God. What is that?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Ever seen Derek Gary in a field so happy and free? If you ever seen Derek Gary, then you seen me. Have you ever seen a one-legged DJ making his way up the stairs at WMFO? If you ever seen a one-legged DJ, then you seen me. Then you seen me. I come to bitch at WMFO, and you seen me. I had a show called Time Travel, but not anymore, and you seen me. I try to make you smile, even though I have less friends every year. Tell me, friend, can I get you another beer? Tell me, friend, have I pissed you off this year? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? Have you ever listened to Bruce Springsteen while smoking some weed? Have you ever seen a DJ named Chris Earl on WMFO? Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Derek Gary hates the wrestler some more. There's some background singers that make no sense. I think this is gonna go another 10 minutes until I shut it off and I start the show. Tell me, Derek, can you ask for anything more? Did you know your friend Chris Earl was a whore? A whore. A legitimate whore. My only faith is the broken bones and the bruises I display. I've had enough. Chris Earl, Lost Boys. Tip your waitress, tip your waiter, tip your tip. Use Apple Pay, because then you don't have to pay for it after. It's not real money if it's Apple Pay. I'd always tip 45% for a person that just took a cap off and gave you a beer and said, hey, you want to tip me 45% or 75%? And then they get mad at you if you give them like $2. Even though it was like a 50% tip, they still get mad at you because they suck. Nobody understands how hard it is to work anymore. Will it ever end? All right, Derek, I can understand why you don't like this song. It just goes on forever. You know, it was a 2-minute song at the end of the credits of The Wrestler, and all of a sudden the karaoke version's like 7.5 minutes long. What's up with that? I like to exaggerate. It's only 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Take it cool.
What was that?
I have no idea what that was. I have no idea what you're saying. I can't hear anything.
What is this?
I have no headphones.
What is this? No headphone day.
No headphones.
Oh. We should share mine.
What?
Can we do that?
I don't think that's going to work.
They're going to stretch 6 feet. I'm going to hit the global reset. Let's see. We got a little wrestling match in the background.
Global reset.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Global reset. It's happening soon. One. Two. Three.
You got to press and hold the button, and then the magic happens.
Yep. Not saying anything. I don't know. You got the hint? You got the anything?
No.
Curious? Nothing.
No. There's nothing on any of these headphones.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on the... I'll put on a quick PSA. We already got one out of the way. I'm going to put on a quick PSA, and we'll try to hit the global reset, and then we'll restart the show. Here we go.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Is that supposed to do that? That PSA?
I think that's supposed to do that.
Okay. Well, now you're not on the... Hold on.
I was like, wait, what's going on?
Now your microphone's off.
Yeah.
I did a global reset. The good news is Derek's headphones are working again. And also the good news is mic 2 is not working. Here we go.
There we go. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say anyway. I'm filler on this show.
Well, geez, it was fresh thoughts. What'd you think about my new little wrestler intro? Anybody who listened last week, we were talking about the wrestler, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll do a little karaoke wrestler for Derek.
I still don't like that song, but that's a much better version of it.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's long. Yeah. I'm like, I look at the actual version of it. It's 2 minutes, 46 seconds. And then the karaoke version was some ungodly, like, 5 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm like, what is this? And it's all that just long, drawn-out beginning that just goes on forever and ever.
Yeah.
In the background, I have a little sunrise or something like that happening.
As I get older, my patience for long newspaper intros and long music intros gets... shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, if you're writing a newspaper article, stop giving me all of this needless story setting detail and get to the point.
It's all opinion now. It's all editorials. There's no actual news. It used to be the what, when, why, where, who, right?
If you're recording a song, I don't need 5 minutes of you going, before the actual lyrics start.
Yeah.
Get to the damn point. I'm busy.
You know what, though? The wrestler, it's supposed to be old and broken and tired. I think he got it across pretty good. The boss.
I think that song did not deserve an Oscar and
deserve
the nomination because it's not in the movie.
I love it. It's at the end of the movie.
It's not in the movie.
It's when you're crying at the end.
They did
you got to go see The Whale and tell me what you think of it. I hate it.
They did that with the Black Panthers, again, where the nominated song is over the end credits.
Really? This year?
Yeah.
What is that?
The Black Panthers.
Yeah, but what's the name of the song?
I don't know. It's not very good.
Who's singing it?
Somebody. I don't know.
Isn't some kind of
you're
singer
look
in
this
there,
up
too?
Now, are you?
In Black Panther, isn't there a singer? In there this round or something, or Angela Bassett's in there.
Angela
she gets
Bassett's
nominated
in,
for
she
something,
gets,
right? Why actors and actresses getting why are they getting nominated for superhero movies?
Because
it's fantasy.
Because they have to give an award. They have to give nominations to Disney.
Hmm.
And all of Disney's animated films this year were garbage.
Yeah. Gandalf deserved one.
So,
did he win? Sir Ian McKellen won for Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he was great.
But it's not a good movie.
At least that's literature.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. So this is just like Wakanda forever. It's like I got it the first round. It was called Black Panther.
I watched the Black Panthers movie the other night. It was not good. It's not bad. It's just there.
There's not like 60s Black Panther showing up, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's his sister is the new Black Panther, and, you know, Angela Bassett is good in it.
Does Forrest Gump show up and say, sorry, I broke up your Black Panther party?
No.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett is good in it. I don't consider it to be an Academy Award-worthy performance.
Yeah.
You know, but she's going to get the nomination because we got to nominate Disney for something.
Can I tell you something about this, what I got going on here? And in technical jargon and things happen in the studio, most people don't want to hear, but this is like a spit shield I got in front of me, and it looks like it's something out of like a, what was that guy that had all that weird stuff happening, a Cronenberg movie?
Oh, yeah.
Look at all this stuff. It looks like something out of like, H.H. Geiger, who did Alien? Who did the photo? Who did the paintings and the art for Alien?
H.R. Geiger.
Doesn't it look like it? It's got like this face shield that's got like this huge thing on it. It's like an apnea machine.
You know, if it starts trying to work its way into your mouth, don't let it, because it's going to lay its eggs.
Well, the thing is I'd rather have the mic in front of me with the nice, foam on it. Not this other thing, because I think all the spit just builds up on it. At least some microns of it. So I think there's a whole bunch of spittle in front of me, like 3 inches from my face. I don't like it.
It's a Rihanna song in the Black Panthers. Yeah. Lift Me Up.
Oh. Yeah, she's a singer. She's not in it, though, right?
She's in the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I was wondering who was the halftime.
Yeah.
Is it just her, though, or they have to have everybody again?
Well, as of right now, I only know that it's her, but the way that they do it now, there's inevitably going to be like 30 other people who show up on stage.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Because it's yeah.
It has to be about everybody now.
It's you don't get the one artist anymore. Now, look at all the guests that I've brought in, because the record label wants to make sure that they get as much exposure for everyone as possible.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, Rihanna and, hey, here's Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Accompanying on guitar. Like, what? What is going on?
Beyonce will probably try
Reverend
to crush
Run.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Here's another thing. I didn't watch the Grammys. I don't normally watch the Grammys.
No,
it's one of the award shows I never watch.
Yeah.
But there was another whole thing about, like, Beyonce should have won, and Harry Styles wins, and Taylor Swift is supporting him. When did it happen where people decided they could just voice out their opinions when somebody wins an award and, like, start yelling at the person who actually won?
Well, they keep snubbing her, apparently, for either Album of the Year or Record of the
Maybe
Year.
Maybe it's not good enough.
No.
Right?
That can't, no.
Right?
No, it's racism. Okay? It's racism.
Maybe it wasn't good enough.
It's racism.
Yeah?
Okay, that's what it is. It's racism.
Mm. I remember years ago when, like, Lemonade dropped, and you had the whole truth, and you had Lisa, and she was talking about Lemonade one week. And she's like, okay, Lemonade happened this week. And you're like, what? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a Beyonce album. I'm like, well, all right, who cares?
Yeah.
But it was because she was having problems at home or something. It was about being a black woman in the 2000s or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. Whatever. I listened to it. It was all right. I didn't identify with it. I still wanted to bang Beyonce, but that's about it.
I got nothing against Beyonce, but
what about those big legs?
Doesn't... her Super Bowl halftime show, the best review that I read of her Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, last year?
It was a few years back.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote on Twitter, I hope that woman having the seizure at halftime is okay.
Having a seizure at halftime?
You're talking about Beyonce's performance.
Oh, I don't remember what happened.
What'd
she
do?
Did she like jump up and down?
She did like her usual stripper pole antics. Oh, you know, and somebody was like, I hope the woman who had that seizure at halftime is okay. Like that's a nice review of that performance.
Last year she was on the Oscars, right? Didn't she open the Oscars or something?
I know. She's everywhere.
With like a bunch of yellow, like people were dressed up in yellow and walking down the street.
She's Beyonce. The Bayhive is gonna come for us now because we've spoken ill of the Queen.
Man. She showed up in Tewksbury at the Walmart a few years ago. I'm like, that's pretty cool. She's handing out gift cards to everybody.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, I would have taken a gift card.
Sure.
But, yeah. And people are like, all right, that's pretty cool.
Can you get a selfie with it?
No, she bought like, you know, some bed sheets or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure she needs them with Jay-Z.
You gotta have the selfie with that. Otherwise, yeah. You know, why, you know, hey, Beyonce gave me this gift card. You know, pics or it didn't happen.
Mm.
Yeah. Right? You gotta have the selfie. The selfie is the new autograph. Nobody wants autographs anymore.
That's
now
a shame.
Now you gotta have the selfie.
All these old autograph books, you know, you see that we were talking about Antique Roadshow last week, and you see the Pawn Stars and stuff. And you'll see these autograph books come up, and it's such a shame, like, seeing some of them, like, especially the old Hollywood ones, like, people that actually sent away for the postcards.
Yeah.
Somebody that was, like, a grip on a movie set for, like, 30 years, and they collected them for, like, their niece or nephew or something. I mean, there were some amazing ones that pop up, and it's like, man, what a shame.
Not worth anything anymore.
I know, what a shame.
Like, the only things that are still worth anything are presidential signatures,
yeah,
and sports memorabilia.
And a good steak.
And a good steak. Absolutely.
Yeah, food's always going to be worth money.
Now it's all about my selfie with Bryan Cranston is better than anything else.
How's that, Your Honor? I heard Your Honor is pretty good.
I did not care for it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it on, Apple TV or
Showtime?
Oh, Showtime. That's right. I don't have Showtime.
I've got Showtime.
I pay $200 a month for cable, and I don't have Showtime.
You're doing
tell
it wrong.
Tell me how that.
We pay
tell
less
me how that happens.
Yeah, well, you got cable. Yeah. We've talked about this. Yeah. Why do you still have cable?
I need to have somebody make a call for me.
Do I need to come over and fix this for you?
You might need to make a call for me.
I
used to work for the cable company. I know how the retention experts are. I'm just going to get angry at them.
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You just say, look, I've got the attorney general on speed dial.
Yeah.
You're going to disconnect my cable and leave me alone.
Yeah.
And they'll, as soon as you invoke the attorney general, they go away.
I'll be like, I want to break up with you. I want to get rid of my effing cable. And then next thing you know, I'll have a harassment charge from the person at Cablevision.
No. Two things you say. Number one, I'm recording this call, and number two, I'm going to call the attorney general, and all of a sudden, the retention experts melt into the ether.
Oh, I have to tell you something. Did I tell you about my Finagle bagels that were all covered with mold?
What?
Did I tell you this? No, I didn't. So last week, I meant to mention this, and I might as well mention this now, because we do have the power of this WMFO radio station. I went to the Market Basket.
It's an awesome platform.
And I got some Finagle bagels. Which I like the Finagle of bagels. I think is it just Finagle bagel or is there Finagle a bagel?
No, it's Finagle. It's Finagle a bagel.
It's Finagle a bagel.
They're a chain.
Yeah, it's like grabbing a bagel or something right there.
Yeah.
Right? So I go in and I get a 4-pack, $4. I bring it home overnight. Next morning, I toast it up. I cut it in half. I toast it up, sesame bagel. And I take it out. I put a little cream cheese on it. I put a little grape jam on it. I normally don't do the jam, but I put a little jam on it. And then I go to bite it, and I'm like, uh-oh, you could taste that mold. And I look at the other three bagels, and it looked like, you know, something out of Stephen King Creepshow Green. It was the death of Jordy Verrill. It was a lot of mold. And I'm like, this is one night. The lonesome death of Jordy Verrill. And so I'm like, I'm calling Finagle a bagel. And I'm not going to call Market Basket. I'm going to call Finagle a bagel. Because I looked for the date, and they had the tag on it. But they didn't have any dates. Which tells me Market Basket is getting the day-old bagels. And they're repackaging them into Finagle a bagels. And I wrote to them twice, and they didn't get back to me.
No, they're not going to, because they're like, that's Market Basket's problem. We don't want to deal with you.
But I also said, I'm like, should I get in touch with Market Basket? Nothing.
Yeah, you should.
They haven't sent me anything.
Yeah, well,
Market Basket's going to give me my $4 back and say, I'm glad you didn't have mold run through your system.
I want to talk.
Through your eye testings.
I want to talk about an adult who is not examining the bread product before you put it in your mouth. There are two.
No, the problem is the first one didn't have any mold on it.
Oh.
The first one didn't have any mold on it. There was a very, very small starting to become mold. So, of course, I'm like, geez, that tastes a little weird. And then I looked at the other three, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm doomed.
Well, once you got mold on one, the whole thing's gone. That's why you're an adult now.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
I think.
As far as
like,
I know.
You own a house and a car.
Yeah. Well, I sent a very angry email to Finagle a Bagel, so of course I'm an adult.
Absolutely, yeah. You figured out how to send angry emails to people. You're an adult.
Yeah.
By this point in your life, you should have learned.
Oh, I spit it right out, and I threw it all away.
No, but you
But I took a picture of it for everybody, too.
But by this point in your life, you should have learned that you look at the bread product before you do anything with it.
I did examine it.
And you smell the milk before you do anything with it.
You know, my friend didn't have a sense of smell. I think I told you that. It was dangerous for him. So, like, if he had something that was spoiled... or if he like just came from the gym, like after a hard workout in college, man, he stunk.
No, that's...
And I had to tell him, I'm like, Dave, you got to take a shower.
Yeah.
You got to do something. At least, you know, put a little, take a little French bath, you know, throw a little something under your pits. Do something. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was an everyday horror. I'm like, oh my God.
No,
because mold can really hurt you.
I mean,
you
that
too.
Is. But it's like we have bread in the house. I will not pick up the bread without first looking at the package and seeing if there's any mold in it.
You know what though? One night after my basket, come on. One night, right?
That's poor.
Yeah. That's really bad.
You know.
So I'm not giving it a thorough exam. I'm not giving a good look at it.
But it's a bagel. You know? Bagels are a same day food.
I like to keep my kitchen like a little dark too, only candlelit. It's very romantic in my kitchen. So yeah, so when I'm eating my bagels, I'm you know, a little cup of tea, a bagel. I look in the mirror if nobody's around.
We're gonna find you dead in the kitchen with like expired milk in a puddle of expired milk with moldy bread in the other hand.
Yeah,
you know that's what's gonna happen because you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, we have bread in the house. You know what the secret is? Rye bread.
Oh, I don't like rye very much.
Rye does not. I don't know what it is.
It's probably why, because it doesn't go bad, right?
It doesn't.
No.
It's. We get all of our bread up at Tender Crop Farm up in Wenham.
They have a farm that makes bread?
Well, they. I think they make their own bread.
Mm-hmm.
They might be getting it from somewhere else, but they've got bread.
Nice.
Every type of bread other than the rye that we get tends to develop mold within a week. Like you can't.
Fresh bread, it's gone because you don't have all the crap in it that in they some, put in all the preservatives cases, and all the.
You can't get 5 days out of this stuff before it's before the mold spots show up. Yeah. The rye lasts for 2 weeks.
Mm.
It's astounding. The rye lasts for 2 weeks, and it dries out a little bit, but it's still as delicious at the end of those 2 weeks as it was when you brought it home.
I could only eat rye maybe once a year. So if I bought a full loaf, it would just sit there all year.
I love rye. It's got them tasty seeds in it. You know, it's got...
I don't know. Seeds aren't good for you when you get older. They get stuck.
I understand it can overwhelm some luncheon meats.
Yeah.
So if you like a more delicately flavored luncheon meat... or a delicately flavored, or perhaps the unflavored American
the
cheese.
Yeah.
That rye may not be your bread of choice.
What would be a delicate luncheon meat? Let's think. Maybe a mortadella.
A mortadella.
Yeah.
You know, the olive loaf is not.
No. See, I don't know if I would put that in delicate.
Bologna.
Area. I don't know if I would put bologna in delicate. I'd say mortadella because
mortadella.
It's got a little. It's thinly sliced. It depends on the type of ham. A delicate ham, what would be a nice, maybe a honey ham would be a little delicate?
No, your standard ham is a delicate one. That honey ham comes on like a ton of bricks.
You think so?
I'm tossing honey ham on that rye bread, and I'm a happy man.
Mm.
Top it off with some nice Swiss.
I'll tell you, that's what's going to kill me. I like deli meats too much.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good. Honey of a ham, good turkey.
If you only eat them for one meal a day, you're okay.
I used to be in a turkey kick for years, but not so much anymore.
Isn't that moderation?
Now I always go for the roast beef.
I only eat this for one meal a day?
Yeah.
That's moderation.
Unfortunately, I have three meals a day, so I usually have three deli sandwiches sometimes.
Yeah, see, that you can't be doing.
Can't be doing that with the moldy bagels either.
I have a weakness for chicken wings. That's probably going to be the end of me, so.
Yeah. I'm not a big chicken wing fan. I got on a kick for a short time, but not so much. I had some the other day, and they were pretty good.
You don't love the wings.
I was up at Wally's up in Salisbury, and went to L Street and got some wings there. Pretty good.
You know what the problem is? There's a lot of mediocre wings out there.
Mm-hmm.
The explosion of wings in our culture has led to an excessive supply of crap wings.
Mm.
And if you're eating crap wings, it kind of sours you on the whole wing experience.
Yeah. Would you say like a 99 has crap wings?
99 has crap wings. Those are not good wings.
Mm.
Andrea's Coal Fired Pizza, Route 1 in Saugus. You get them coal fired wings, that's a treat.
Yeah.
Domino's barbecue sauce remains a national treasure. And their wings are not as good as they used to be.
At Domino's?
Yeah.
Really? I wouldn't think Domino's had
Domino's. Yeah, I lived on Domino's wings for a couple of years. They used to have amazing wings.
Hmm.
Now they've gotten much smaller. They sell them in different, like, you can only get like 8 of them. You used to be able to order like 20 wings, and they'd show up soaked in sauce, like wrapped in foil, and they'd throw in like 2 of those things of blue cheese, and you just sit there and house 20 of those.
Nice.
And you were good for the rest of the night.
I'm going to tell you, this is like the height of just being overindulging. I went to Hooters and got 100 wings with my buddy.
Nice.
And he was getting married the next day. And we had 100 wings, 100 nice. Hot wings.
Nice.
And we had five guys out for the, not like the burger place, but we actually had five guys out for the bachelor party. And me and Matt, we were the only ones that liked the wings. We were the only ones eating the wings. We got up to about like 40. So, but yeah, he had a hard time the next day with his gut.
Yeah.
Putting on that tux. Yeah. It was a little tough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All that hot sauce whirling around with all the beers from that night.
I would never eat 100 hot wings. I'd eat 100 barbecue wings. Mm. That I don't have a problem with. I'm trying to figure out what my wing supply is going to be for Sunday. Because Sunday, of course, is one of the biggest wing days of the year.
Ah, yes. You know, the Super Bowl. How about your prediction?
If I'd been thinking about it, I would have locked in my wings supply by now.
Yeah.
But I haven't, so I've got to go figure out where I can get some wings in the next couple of days.
Yep.
And I know the wings I want. I just don't know that I'm going to be able to get them in the quantity that I need.
Yeah.
And my wife is horrified at the idea that I'm just going to eat wings that day.
Yeah. You're staying home?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a prediction for the game?
I didn't get invited anywhere. Like, nobody invited me.
You want to come to Encore? Well, all right. Then that's why you don't get invited. As soon as you say no. It's like, you know,
no, I don't want to go to a casino for the Super Bowl.
It's an 80-inch TV, but it's not. It's a suite. You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
You got a suite. What? You got a private room.
Why do you have a suite at the Encore?
Because I live large, man.
Man. What?
I live large. I got to spend this money while I'm here.
Yeah. No, we just got over COVID. I don't want to be going to Encore.
Got a big suite. Got a jacuzzi. Got four beds. It's going to be awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I invited to this? Why am I just hearing about this now?
I just invited you.
I don't think this is real.
I just invited you.
I think
I'll send you a picture of me with my wings and my 80-inch TV.
I think I'm going to show up at the suite, and it's going to be like a one-bedroom.
Everybody
will
be taking naps in the afternoon before the big event.
It's going to be a one-bedroom. You're going to be sitting on the bed with no pants on. Yeah. I'm going to walk in and be like, what?
Me and Uncle Rick.
Why did I fall for this again?
Yeah. Now it's going to be awesome.
Operative word being again.
I got squares, too, and I managed to get 7-0, dude. I got 7-0 on my squares.
I don't hang around bars anymore, so I'm not even doing squares.
You want to do squares? I'll sell you a square.
Can you sell me the 7-0 square?
I'll sell you, no.
Yeah.
No. That's 10 times the price.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I'll sell it to you for 100. It was a $10 square.
Yikes.
Yeah. But yeah, I got a 3 and a 5.
Yeah, buddy of mine used to have a Super Bowl party every year. He's got a kid now. He's got like a very, very small child, so he's not doing the Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, you know, where else to go. But the other thing is, I am not a big fan of the Super Bowl party.
No.
Because I'm one of those delusional people, one of those deranged football sociopaths who actually wants to watch the game.
You're right.
And I lose my mind when there's like 20 people in the room chattering with each other and I can't hear what's going on.
Well, it is an event. It is an event. That's the thing about the Super Bowl. It is an event.
But
you also have the most people watching it. Everybody is supposed to watch the Super Bowl that day.
It's also a football game. And it's like, I'm here to watch the football game.
But it's a special game.
You know.
It's the best of the best.
But it's still a football game.
Yeah. You got a prediction for the game?
I've been watching the pre-show since Monday night. They kicked Michael Irvin out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Out of Arizona because apparently he talked to a woman inappropriately.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, I like the Chiefs in this
really?
Thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to go with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
By how many points?
I think it's going to be tight. I'm taking Chiefs by a field goal.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think this game is going to be, because as much as these are, you know, the Philly defense is vaunted. I love that word, vaunted defense.
Yeah.
I don't think they can keep up with everything that Kansas City can throw at them. And Kansas City isn't going to defend much.
Yeah.
So it comes down to how many points is everybody going to score. I think it's going to be like a 34-37 Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Eagles. And I'm gonna go by 78 points. Now I'll go by 6 points.
Yeah, go with 78. You know,
yeah. I'll go by Eagles. I'll say Eagles 6 points.
Swing big. You like
I gotta
them,
go with the Eagles.
You like them Eagles, huh?
Yeah, I gotta go with the Eagles.
I think they're a more complete football team than Kansas City, but Patrick Mahomes is just a beast, and Travis Kelce is a beast. And
I'm a beast.
They don't necessarily have all of the other beasts that they have, but they got two stellar wide receivers. And, you know, the thing about Philadelphia is they're a really good pass rush team, which is good if you're dealing with a pocket passer. Not so much if you're dealing with a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's going to be running around all over the place and making up plays on the fly and doing all the things he does.
Yeah.
So it's not, he's not somebody that you can design a defense against.
Pocket passer.
Pocket pass.
I love the alliteration. You remember pocket pool back in elementary school?
Yeah.
That was big amongst the young men.
I was more a fan of pocket hockey.
Pocket hockey.
Yep.
Nice.
I don't think we can talk about that on the pocket hockey. So hey, let's
what is this?
Let's play. What is this? This is Jan Hammer in the background. Isn't
this
it?
Is Aerosmith actually? What? The movie. Yeah. This is a instrumental of Aerosmith. So we got quite a bit of a playlist here. Why don't we do
this
one
is,
of yours? And
this is Jan
would you
Hummer.
Like to give a little? Would you like to give a little intro, or do you just want to play it and then we'll talk about it afterwards?
No,
up
let
to
me.
You.
In honor of the Super Bowl, we've got. Unfortunately, this album came out in 1963, I believe. The National Football League marching songs.
Nice.
This album is kind of legendary among DJs of a certain age. Like, every radio station had it, and DJs used to use it for a lot of different things. But what it has is the fight songs for the original 12 NFL teams. No Kansas City Chiefs. They're one of those crappy AFC expansion teams.
All right.
So I get one of these.
Yeah.
But we do have the Eagles. So fly, you Eagles. Fly.
Here we go.
This is Jess Richardson of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Eagles victory song.
And if you listen very closely at the start of that, you heard their quarterback call the team the Eagles.
Nice.
And that was the Eagles' victory song.
All right. I hope they win by, what did I say? 6.
You said 78. Make sure to have some water.
No, I want 7-0.
Make
That's
sure to have
want.
Some water between all those hard drinks you're going to consume.
Dude, I could take the whole shebang.
Have some water and watch the Eagles.
I could water.
Water.
Yeah. Have you been to Philly?
I have been through Philly.
Oh, it's great. You should go.
I haven't actually been to Philly.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a lot to do, actually. You can go to the Mint. You can watch money.
Yeah, but why?
Huh? Why not?
I mean...
What do you mean?
I can watch it on TV. I don't have to go to Philadelphia.
You get to see the coins being made.
Come on.
It's awesome.
Unless they're giving you free samples at the end of it.
You
can
get
I'm not
to sit on $1 million worth of pennies.
Not exciting.
That's very exciting.
No, it's a print.
Everybody loves money.
It's a print shop.
That's not the print. The engraving shop is in Washington D.C.
It's a print. Oh, so what do they make? They make the coins there, right?
Yeah, just coins. But yeah. You get to see proof coins. You get to see rare coins. You get to see them come down. It's great.
You get
to see how useless the penny is. I don't even know why we still have it.
I can go see that at a pawn shop and have a cigarette while I do it because they let you smoke in all the pawn shops still.
You know what? I hate to say it, but coins are going out.
yeah, probably.
It stinks, but they're going.
Probably.
You don't like coins, huh? I love coins. You didn't have a coin collection when you were a kid?
No.
Come on.
I never did.
Why not?
I just never was something that I got into.
You don't like the difference between like silver, two pieces of silver hitting each other compared to nickel?
Oh, believe
me.
Huge. I still somewhere have a big stack of silver coins because they used to pop up in the...
I love silver.
The vending boxes for Editorial Humor when I owned that.
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, every month when I was going through all those quarters, inevitably you'd find like a couple of silvers in there. A
couple old grandpas picking up Editorial Humor and putting it in.
I had a big stack of them.
An Eisenhower.
I had a Buffalo Head nickel, too, that I loved.
Yeah.
Because
I can give you one. I got some Buffalo Head nickels.
Where are you finding Buffalo Head nickels?
I have a coin collection.
No.
You don't find them anymore.
But I'm saying, circulating currency. I've seen Buffalo Head nickels twice in my life.
Really?
And
I used to see it all the time.
And I've lost both of them. And it's like...
Yeah, you're not a coin fan. See, I don't know where they went. Maybe I got it in my collection.
They're in a washing machine, is more than likely. Yeah. Under the agitator.
The Buffalo Head nickel was nice. I like that one. I like the Franklin. It was a 50-cent piece before the Kennedy. And that's a good coin. I like the Ike. That one's my favorite.
I mean, tons of
the dollar Ike was great.
The reason you don't see them is because tons of them got melted down.
Yeah.
They got melted. The U.S. like
they
melted.
They took all the silver back in the 60s.
Yeah, the U.S. called it all back. And then anything that was still out in circulation, people were hoarding and melting themselves.
You can learn all this in Philly.
Because the silver was now worth like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like you could take a handful of nickels and get a troy ounce of silver out of it.
Nice.
Which is where all the Buffalo Head nickels went.
Yeah.
It's too bad because that was a nice piece of crap. I mean, I like currency. It's just I'm going to Philadelphia. The mint is not going to be like the first place that I go to.
You can go to the Yingling. The Yingling's there. They'll give you a free Yingling.
Yeah, I'll go see the Yinglings. I'll go see the Rocky statue.
Yeah, the Rocky statue is fantastic. Yeah.
You got to go to Geno's.
Did I go to Geno's? That's the Philly steak place. Right?
Yeah, you got to go to Geno's. It's the original Philadelphia cheesesteak.
I thought it was called Gino's.
No, it's Geno's.
Yeah.
Maybe taking an Eagles game.
Yeah.
You got to dress neutral. You can't wear Pat's gear to the Eagles game.
I went out on the town there. It was pretty fun. I went with my brother. We had a good time. Yeah.
Seems like a nice place.
Got to see the Bell. Got to see the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
That was on display there. There's a crack in it.
Got to see Liberty Bell. Independence
Crazy
Hall.
Crazy glue. I'm like, can I fix it? And they're like, no. Step back, sir.
Yeah, please don't touch our bell.
Step back with those Buffalo nickels in your hand. I had one from WFMU. I was scouring the sites there, and I should play this one because it kind of goes along with the football this weekend. Although it is, you know, the South Bass Island love song. You know, the guy that did that one. His name is Michael Kelly Brewer. He had another. This was an album that somebody found at a gas station.
Nice.
And it was a little island, and it was this local guy that put together like his full CD. So the guy picked it up at the gas station. He put it on. And it's like there's some great songs here. So I'll tell you a little bit more about this guy after I play it. This one's called "Lord, I Need a Drink," which I'm sure plenty of people will be doing here on Super Bowl weekend. Probably the biggest drinking night of the year after New Year's.
I started drinking last night so I could get through the State of the Union address.
Already.
I'm just going to keep it going until Sunday.
All right. Here's "Lord, I Need a Drink."
My mind's a mess. It's Sunday, 6 a.m. The Russian army's on the march inside my mouth again. I feel like death warmed over. And Lord, my eyes are pink. It's a brand new day at Putin Bay, and I think I need a drink. Lord, I need a drink. I mean, I really need a scotch. I got too damn tired on a Saturday night, and I think I need a drink. I
don't remember what I did or how I got to bed. Hey, I don't remember who I was with or even. My head down in this sink. Hell, it's just as well, 'cause I feel like hell, and I sure could use a drink. Lord, I need a drink. Ain't got me. I really need an Alabama slammer. I got too damn tired on a Saturday night, and I think I need a drink. I started at the barrel long about 6 o'clock. A couple hours later, I was guzzling on the dock. And then I hit the skyway. At least that's what I think. Just a holiday at Put-in Bay, and I think I need a drink. Lord, I need a drink. Ain't got me. I really need me a big old dry martini. Got too damn tired on a Saturday night, and I think I need a drink. Lord, I need a drink. Got me. I think I really need a Bloody Mary. I got too damn tired on a Saturday night, and I think I need a drink. Oh, this is flat ridiculous. Somebody get me a darling. I think I seen my head rolling down Delaware Avenue toward a roundhouse bar. Was that it? Hey, tomorrow for sure, I'm going on the wagon. But in the meantime, why don't you just pop me the top of that big old Budweiser down there, will you? What do you mean I got married last night? Hey, anybody seen the Pepto-Bismol? I think maybe I could use me another Alabama Slammer with a scotch and soda on the side. Maybe some of that glitter.
Oh, boy. That's a guy that likes to drink, man.
There you go.
That's a guy that likes to drink. From 1983, from South Bass Island Bound and other original songs about Put-in Bay, Michael Kelly Brewer, written and performed by Michael Kelly Brewer. So Put-in Bay is this little island in Ohio. And it has Perry's Cave, Family Fun Center, the South Bass Island State Park, and not much else. And this guy did an entire CD of songs out there in Put-in Bay. It's west of Cleveland, east of Toledo, in the middle of Lake Erie. You ever been to Cleveland?
I have been. I've driven through Cleveland. I haven't spent time in Cleveland.
Cleveland's great. You can do it in a day.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's there. You would love it. It's not phenomenal, but it's good. It's like going to Hard Rock Cafe version 2.0.
I hear there's an awesome like nightlife in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
There's a great downtown like good entertainment food. District, and cheap, you just have a blast.
Cheap food, good. A lot of local. It's kind of similar to like if you go down to where Elvis is, like down in Nashville and stuff. Like people out playing all the time. Yeah. It's kind of cool. You could do the town in a day, though. It's small.
But every Ohio town is like that. There's no big town in Ohio.
You've been to Toledo?
I've been through Toledo.
Yeah, I've never visited Toledo. I've
been
long.
Through Cincinnati. Right through. I've been through all of them.
Sandusky? Detroit?
I don't think I've been to Sandusky.
Yeah.
And Detroit's in Michigan.
Yeah. This is our special Ohio edition of What is this?
That's it. Ohio's a nice state. Ohio's an interesting state because it's miles and miles and miles of farmland and then city. And then miles and miles and miles and miles of farmland and then city.
There's no
suburbs. You're either in the city or you're on a farm.
True.
Like, the cities are all surrounded by farms. It usually, like, Toronto used to be like that. Mm. But then they started building all the suburbs around Toronto.
Yep.
And now Toronto is like the bullseye of this expanding like suburban target.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio hasn't done that. Ohio's like, you put your city here, and everything else we're going to farm.
Yeah.
Because I guess they're growing food for the good people of Ohio. You know. A lot of good stuff came out of Ohio. Kenner came out of Ohio.
Kenner. Yeah, they made the Star Wars figures.
They were an Ohio company. Strawberry Shortcake came out of Ohio.
I wish they,
I think American Greetings was Ohio-based at one point in time.
So they're like the collectible place.
They're like...
If they didn't exist, they would have saved so much money.
They're like Buffalo if Buffalo was actually cool. You know, Buffalo wants you to think it's cool.
Yeah, Buffalo's not that great.
Buffalo's not cool.
It's cold.
They got the wings.
It's miserable.
They got the wings and easy access to Niagara Falls, but that's it. That's about it.
Mm. The State of the Union, how are we doing? I didn't watch it.
It's not,
bad?
It's not good.
Is it bad?
It's not good.
Is it
bad,
as usual? Here's another thing, too. So State of the Union, right? Similar to the Grammys, right? Didn't somebody just get up and just start shouting?
Everybody
shouting at everything. It's like, shut up. Put muzzles on everybody. Shut up. It's a forum. Somebody's speaking. Shut up.
All the Republicans were yelling at Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was yelling back at them, and it's, why are we here? You know?
Ugh.
Kristen Sinema looked like she'd had to catch a plane and get to Fashion Week in Milan.
Really?
After the State of the Union. And she's wearing this...
dressed up.
She's wearing this...
For a night out.
Ridiculous yellow dress.
Yeah? I have to look at this. Who is it? So this is...
Kristen Sinema.
Okay.
She's wearing this ridiculous yellow dress. It looks like something out of Ridley Scott's Blade Runner. With these flared shoulders that look like bird beaks sitting on top of her shoulders. and it's the most obnoxious shade of yellow imaginable.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you wear that to the State of the Union? This is not the Met Gala.
Yeah.
It's the State of the Union address.
Should we play like a State of a Union address from like the 60s or something?
And my only guess is that she was hopping on a plane and jetting off to Milan after the thing was over.
Probably.
Didn't have time to change.
Yeah.
You know? Got to take the private jet to get back overseas.
I put in State of the Union address. Guess what comes up first? Marjorie Taylor Greene, like her mouth open.
Yeah.
And just yelling.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
She did a lot of that last night.
What is she doing? Yelling liar?
Over
again? Everyone's lying in life. Everyone lies.
Have you ever watched The Questions? The Prime Minister's Questions?
The Prime Minister, yes.
In the UK?
Yes, yes. So, very civil.
So what? No, it's not. That's the thing about it. So once a week in the UK, the Prime Minister has to get up in front of the House of Commons.
And they go, harumph.
And answer questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of the backbenchers, who are the lower ranking members of the House of Commons, just sit there and heckle everybody the whole time.
Right, right.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay? I think it's how government should run. And that's what the State of the Union was devolving into last night.
Yeah.
You know, where Biden would say something... And then all of the Republicans would shout at him. And then he'd explain himself or try and edge out of it and try and win them over.
Yeah.
And then Speaker McCarthy would glare at them and they'd calm down. And he'd say something else and they'd all shout at him.
I don't know. Not everything needs to be a challenge.
That's my
opinion.
I like in the life, Prime Minister's questions.
Yeah.
I think it's a great tradition because it puts the Prime Minister on the spot once a week.
Yeah.
And basically has... You know,
like, are you working? What'd you do this week?
Yeah, basically, it's the equivalent of our House of Representatives sitting the president down once a week and saying, "What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this?" And some of these members of the House of Commons will get up and say, "Mrs. Dory Knightbridge wants to know when the traffic light out in front of her house is going to be fixed. She's been waiting on it 3 weeks now, Prime Minister."
Yeah. Jeez.
And the Prime Minister gets up and says, "Please tell Mrs. Dory Knightbridge that we have our best people on it. We're getting to it as quickly as possible."
What a colossal waste of time. Yeah.
And
I don't know. That's why I played Civilization 5. I installed Civilization 5 that night, and I played that. Yep. Sid Meier. He was a genius.
Hasn't he been canceled for saying the wrong thing to the wrong person?
Sid Meier's?
Really? Yeah, I think he's canceled.
He makes a good game, I'll tell you that.
No.
Civ 6, Civ 5, great
games.
You
can't play those anymore.
Why not?
They're,
Since when? Since when?
Critical feminist theory. We're not allowed to play them.
Give me a break.
We can't.
Since when?
Because Sid Meier's a bad man.
I haven't heard this. This is all new to me. What is this?
I remember this.
This has, like, been my favorite game the last 4 years.
Yeah, no, you can't play it anymore.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to continue playing it. What do we got for... you got any political stuff on the agenda for this week?
No, because anybody who wanted political watched that nightmare last night. And,
yeah.
You know, it's why.
Let's do something black. It's It's you don't have anything about the groundhog, right?
That was last week.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, it's February. So we did a little bit. We talked a little bit about the groundhog, I think. Let's do something a little black, because I know we both have black stuff in here for Black History Month.
There's no good follow-up to that sentence. Okay?
Let's do something black?
Again. Yes, there's no good follow-up to that sentence.
What do you mean?
There's no good follow-up to that sentence.
I can say, let's do something black.
That is a setup asking for a problematic punchline.
No, it's not.
You need to check your privilege.
Let's do something black. That means we're talking about Black History Month.
You need to check.
Should I not talk about Black History Month?
No.
Everybody tells me we have to talk about Black History Month.
We should talk about Black
History Month. And I've got a great bit for Black History Month today.
All right.
You're very uncomfortable with me saying the word black, aren't you?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
It's Black History
Month.
I have
a problem with the phrase, let's do something black. Like,
let's do something black. Well, black could mean dark, too, like dark, black humor.
Let's do something.
But I didn't. Yes. Let's do something black?
Yeah, no, we should talk about Black History Month.
I didn't say let's do something white. We already did something white. We talked about the State of the Union address.
We're doing something white right now. This is as white as it gets.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right. So you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah.
So every year in February on my old radio show, I would pull this out. This album is brilliant. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Darth Vader selling you Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So we got James Earl Jones in here, right?
Yeah.
And he's selling you Social Security by telling you about the history of prominent black recording artists.
This is good stuff. It was a whole series.
Yeah. I've got episodes 53 through 65.
Oh, boy. They're only 5 minutes long,
They're all 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
I did, several years ago, come across a listing for another set, another of these albums. This one I picked up at the dearly departed Skippy White's on Mass Ave in Cambridge.
All right.
Somebody had another one of these listed, and they wanted like $150 for it. And I'm like,
really?
Maybe it's worth that. I don't know.
How many tracks were on it?
There's 13 tracks on each one of these.
Nice. Yeah.
So
these are great.
So here's the backstory on this to me is fascinating. And I would love to know how this came to be, because this album was produced by the Social Security Administration.
Right.
In 1979, to inform people how to get their Social Security.
Yeah, don't be stupid. You get it.
Normally, when a government organization is doing a PSA, they go out, they hire some voice actor, they throw some library music in back of it. It's like, hey, call Social Security and sign up today.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, maybe somebody writes they get some ad executive to write a 30-second funny script. That's it.
Yeah.
This is a 5-minute radio program that offers you real insight and some real scholarship about the artists that they talk about, hosted by James Earl Jones, who was Darth Vader at the time that he recorded this.
Yeah. And aren't there two different years of these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was one of the most prominent black actors that you could get, and one of the most prominent voiceover people you could get.
Mm.
Somebody at the Social Security Administration loved this.
I love it.
Somebody at the Social Security Administration sat down and said, you're going to give me a little budget to go make a thing? I'm going to go make a thing.
And I'm going to ask James Earl Jones.
And
Darth Vader.
Actually made a spectacular 5-minute radio program.
Mm-hmm.
And these played on urban stations throughout the United States. It is so radically different from what the government usually produces. Like today, if the government put out something like this, I wouldn't be surprised, because within the various divisions of the government, mm-hmm. like the National Park Service is kind of getting known for this, they have people with a sense of humor who understand how to use social media and how to generate some interest in something. This comes from an era where government is stuffy, buttoned down, counting every penny, no creativity allowed.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that it was produced.
Mm.
The one that we got for this week, in honor of Valentine's Day.
Like, here's Ike Turner talking about Walden Pond.
Yeah, we're not doing Ike Turner. In honor of Valentine's Day, here's one of the great...
Hello, this is James.
One of the great, great Motown love songs of all time.
Hello, this is James Earl Jones for Social Security, welcoming you to Genius on the Black Side. Talk about time was when black singers, composers, and musicians had to struggle in the backwaters. Now, in the concert halls, on Broadway stages, and on Hollywood sets, they're right up there, front and center. And right up front, I'd like to invite you to listen to a genuine example of